From the City of Angels, near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. More than half of the adults report using dietary supplements, but new research suggests that most vitamins and minerals don't do anything for heart health. Some products, including a review of hundreds of existing studies, may they say even increase the risk of a stroke. They do say the omega-3s, though, are very good for the heart. In a moment, pharmacist Ben Fuchs joins us from criticalhealthnews.com. We'll talk about this and some other issues. Later, we'll take phone calls with you. As a matter of fact, the website is opened up for you to glance at right now at criticalhealthnews.com. And here's a toll-free number to call for advice, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. We are back. One of our partners, of course, Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com, is here to help you out with all kinds of information and get you rolling and just get you to do what you've got to do. Pharmacist Ben is a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, and cosmic chemist and founder and formulator of the Truth Treatment Systems. He's been compounding custom prescription medications, skincare products, and consulting with physicians and patients since graduating from the University of Colorado School of Pharmacy back in 1986. The website, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the number to just keep this number to call for assistance and advice, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Not the number to get on the show. We'll be giving you that shortly because we're going to start calls pretty soon with Pharmacist Ben. Pharmacist Ben, welcome back. Good to have
George,
you.
George, good to talk to you again.
Man, I can't believe we're in July already. What's happening?
The months and the years are slipping by. I was just thinking, I've been doing this with you now for almost, I think, going on 5 years.
Yeah,
George.
We really have. Yeah. You and Doc Wallach and... you've been supplying great information. I want to get your reaction to that study that came out that said not all supplements help the heart at all. Some could even cause strokes. What's your take on that?
You got to supplement strategically, is my take on it. You can't just consider all supplements as individual pills and just say, I'm going to take this, I'm going to take that. And that's one of the biggest mistakes people make when they start a supplement program. And that's really one of the most powerful advantages that Youngevity brings to the table, is this idea that supplementation has to occur in a system. You've got to have vitamin E balanced with vitamin C, balanced with selenium, balanced with vitamin D and calcium. If somebody just takes vitamin D and calcium, you can throw off that balance.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what happens when people start a supplement program and they don't have a certain strategy in mind. And I see this all the time, George. People will send me a list of their supplements that they're taking, and there's no strategy. There's no coordination. And people could be forgiven for that, because to try to put together a supplement program by yourself is a difficult task.
Well, especially if you're not schooled in that.
Exactly. You have to really start. You have to study it. You've got to pay attention. I mean, I went to pharmacy school, and we studied nutrition, but I still had to spend years studying it on my own. I still learn new stuff every day. And that's why you want to get into using a system. And this is the beautiful thing that Youngevity brings to the table. It brings systems that are coordinated, that have all the nutrients that you need in the appropriate balance. So when I read studies like this, and they come out periodically, how this supplement causes that problem, and vitamin D causes increase in strokes, and supplements don't help the heart, I don't pay any attention to that, because it's a misunderstanding of how to, most of the time it involves a misunderstanding of how you take supplements. And it's a difficult thing, I understand, and that's why Youngevity is so important. It brings to the table systems. We have the Healthy Start Pack and the Brain and Body Pack and the Joint Packs and the Diabetes Pack. All of these allow people to leverage the power of nutrition in a systematic and coordinated fashion.
Rather than shotgun it out.
Exactly, George.
Which is important. I know for my heart, I will take a multiple vitamin, Tangy Tangerine, turmeric, the omegas. And you don't need much more when you do all that.
Well, and that's what the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is so powerful.
It covers it all.
Exactly. You know, I mean, you still need to kind of patch up a few holes here and there, maybe some selenium or some niacin. But the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a powerful, well-balanced nutritional product. And I've been formulating products myself. As a pharmacist and also as a formulator, I've been formulating products. And I'll tell you, the guy who put that Beyond Tangy Tangerine together is a guy named Richard Renton. That is a magnificently formulated product, and there's a very good reason why almost everybody who starts the Beyond Tangy Tangerine notices benefits.
And as we talk tonight with Pharmacist Ben, I just want you folks to understand, we're not talking about cures, with supplements.
No.
We're talking about things that will help you.
This is not about cures. Cures is magic, George.
We're talking about prevention, hopefully.
We're talking about prevention. We're talking about giving the body what it needs to do its work. You know who cures, George? God cures. The divine force cures.
Yep.
Whatever you want to call it, the intelligence that's built into a cell cures. Every time you cut yourself, George, you cut yourself shaving, do you have to think about how to heal that cut? Do you have to think about collagen winding itself to the area and white blood cells clearing out the dirt and skin cells growing, and 2 days later you don't have a cut?
No, it happens by itself.
It happens by itself, George. You ate lunch yesterday. How does yesterday's lunch become your arm today? That's a miracle, yep. George. How does the food that you eat somehow get converted and get turned into your body? You don't have to think about this. This happens on automatic. There is so much automaticity in the body that we take this miraculous thing that we live in for granted. But it needs a little bit of help from us. It needs oxygen. It needs quality food. And it needs quality thoughts and quality feelings and spirituality as well. A few little things, not a lot. Other than that, the body is a self-sustaining, self-healing system. Yes, you have to give it the nutrition, you have to give it oxygen, you got to give it water. There's a few things you got to do, but other than that, the body can handle everything on its own. And it's not us that's doing the cure, it's the body that's doing it.
And what happens, Ben, when some young people just instantly die? We just had a 20-year-old who's been an actor with Disney.
I read that.
Died in his sleep.
I think he might have had some health problems, as I remember.
He might have had a seizure.
Yeah, he had a seizure disorder.
And then we had the baseball player a few weeks
That's
ago.
Right. I don't even know what caused his death. Did they ever announce what caused
I don't
his
think
death?
They've announced that yet.
Yeah. No, that happens, George. And you know, there's all kinds of reasons why.
Tragic.
You know, that we have nobody really knows about that clock that's ticking inside of us. And that's why it's so important to appreciate every darn day. We let our lives slip by worrying about this and worrying about that, worrying about our bills and our jobs and our family and our relationships, and we miss our lives, and we don't know when it's going to end, George. That's why it's so important to take care of yourself in every way that you can, from the thoughts you think to the feelings you feel to the foods you eat, breathing, moving, all of the little things that we do. We medicalize our health. We have been taught and conditioned to medicalize health when it is really in the body's purview to stay healthy. But it's the little things that we have to do. You know, we are under the impression that it's a very complicated matter to stay healthy, and the reason we're under that impression is because people profit by our confusion. You know, there's a guy named Edward Bernays. You ever hear this guy?
He was the expert in public relations.
Exactly. He wrote a book called Propaganda.
Or I was going to say he invented the sauce. But
he invented... No. He invented
that is funny.
The idea of propaganda. I was just reading a quote. Check this out. The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. And this he considered to be a good thing, to mold the society with a certain purpose in mind. But unfortunately, because we live in a capitalist society, and I'm a capitalist as much as anybody is, that manipulation, more often than not, doesn't serve the individuals, but it serves big corporate interests. And we have to kind of take the ball into our own court. It's one thing when it's our computers and our cars and our consumer goods, but when it's our health, it's a violation of a sacred trust that we have with the medical model, with the medical community. We trust these people, and we trust doctors. We trust the pharmaco-medical model, and for them to violate that trust is just unconscionable. And it happens all the time. And drug companies have to withdraw drugs, and they get side effects and toxicities are the cause of hundreds of thousands of deaths. Medical mythologies that violate basic tenets of science and biochemistry. We're swimming in an ocean of misinformation and disinformation, and it's one thing when it's our politics, but when it's our health, it is totally egregious. And through critical thinking and through listening to programs like yours, George, what you're doing, George, is waking people up to ideas that aren't in the mainstream. And it's programs like yours, and there are books that you can read. The internet is a font of information as well as disinformation and misinformation. We live in a world today where if we don't participate in how we procure our information, how we curate our information, we're so easily manipulated, and it kills us.
We're going to be taking text and tweets. I've got a whole slew of emails for Pharmacist Ben, and of course, we'll take your phone calls shortly. The website, which I want you all to go to and download the free app as well, criticalhealthnews.com. If you've got a smartphone, grab the app and go to it regularly. So there's free videos and a whole bunch of stuff you can look at. And then there's a toll-free number where there's a staff of people who will give you some advice, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Mark writes us that he had quadruple bypass on New Year's Day, and now he's got scar tissue, and he may have another blockage because of that. What's the poor guy to do?
Lots of things he could do. For one thing, he can get on electrolytes and electrical minerals. The heart is an electrical system, and electrolytes are one of the most unfortunate nutritional deficiencies that we have because of our processed food. Electrolytes like potassium and calcium and magnesium and sodium, these are found in vegetable juices, and one of the all-time great strategies for taking care of your heart is to do vegetable juices every day, especially celery juice, by the way.
That's good for you.
They're awesome for you. Of course, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is loaded with electrolytes. The B vitamins are very important. There's a very compelling case, by the way, George, that heart disease is really a form of scurvy.
And inflammation.
Inflammation is also an element of scurvy. Scurvy is this horrible disease that people have heard of.
Hold on, Ben. We'll talk more about this. Plus, we'll take phone calls when we come right back. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. We'll take your calls, giving you some advice. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from CriticalHealthNews.com. Tom will take your texts and tweets as well. This email in from Sandy. Parkinson's disease. My husband's been diagnosed with it. What can he do?
Oh, yeah. You know, I've been saying this for years, but now we're getting lots of scientific evidence that shows it. A lot of what I talk about is just biochemical common sense, if you understand biochemistry. I've been talking about the gut-brain connection since I first learned about it in pharmacy school back in the 1980s. Now we know that there is a major connection between gut microbes, that is intestinal bacteria, and brain health and brain disease, including Parkinson's disease. What you'll want to do is you want to work on your digestive system. And, George, I'm telling you, there are no drugs that will ever come out that will cure Alzheimer's disease, dementia, or Parkinson's disease. And, by the way, dementia and Parkinson's disease are the same issue. And this is one of the fundamental ideas in alternative healing is the idea that all these basic diseases that we suffer from, whether it's heart disease or whether it's Alzheimer's disease or Parkinson's disease, are just deterioration of the body. They call them chronic degenerative diseases. And the root causes are the body breaking down, period. And the reason the body breaks down is a combination of toxicity and malnourishment, and you could throw in a lack of oxygen as well. And so for the toxicity element, most of the toxicity that gets into the bloodstream that affects the brain or the heart or any other part of the body that's degenerating, most of the toxicity comes in through what's called a leaky gut. You probably heard that term.
Yes.
Leaky gut, right? So now it's kind of like a fad or a fashion, but I first learned about it in the 1980s when I was in pharmacy school. They told us about how the intestine starts to break down, toxicity gets into the bloodstream, and this is where this is one of the initiating factors of all chronic degenerative diseases, including Parkinson's disease. Then when the gut breaks down, the intestine breaks down, you don't absorb your nutrients. So now you got to deal with malnourishment. And if you're not breathing correctly, you activate the body's stress response. And here's another thing about breathing. You actually get more nutrition from your food when you breathe. Oxygen is required for getting the electrical value out of the foods. So between slow, deep breathing, getting on a good probiotic supplement like the Nightly Essence from Longevity, eating fermented foods, especially fermented veggies, sauerkraut, kimchi, fermented beets, amazing for the digestive system. You get the fiber, you get the nitrogen, you get the probiotics, the good bacteria, and then making sure that you're using a good, solid nutritional supplement program that especially features electrolytes. Brain is very dependent on electrolytes, and what you talked about earlier, George, the omega-3 fatty acids. Even that study that you were talking about that was poo-pooing the value supplement, they admitted that omega-3 fatty acids are have high nutritional value, but especially for the brain and for the eyes. So for Parkinson's disease, you work on the digestive system, you patch up the gut with things like glucosamine and connective tissue building supplements. By the way, we were talking about scurvy before we went to break. Well, guess what? Leaky gut syndrome is also a form of scurvy in the sense that scurvy is a connective tissue deterioration. The connective tissue is the part of the body that, as the name implies, connects everything, but it also provides a solid barrier between compartments. When the connective tissue starts to deteriorate, we get sick. Scurvy is a form of heart disease is a form of connective tissue deterioration. Leaky gut syndrome is a form of connective tissue deterioration. And even brain diseases can be a form of connective tissue deterioration because you have something called the blood-brain barrier. And this is supposed to protect the brain from stuff that's floating around in the blood. As this scurvy situation kicks in, the blood-brain barrier starts to break down. What I'm saying here, George, is simply by building the connective tissue, just that alone can help protect you from arthritis, it can help protect you from leaky gut syndrome and all the things that come with leaky gut syndrome, and it can protect you from heart disease. How do you build connective tissue? The best way to do it is by making sure you're getting enough vitamin C. Vitamin C deficiency causes scurvy, which is connective tissue deterioration disease. So making sure you're getting enough vitamin C is one of the simplest things that you could do to help build connective tissue. Another thing for building connective tissue, George, is what you and I have been talking about for years, bone soup.
Yep, your favorite.
My favorite. It builds the connective tissue, making sure you're getting on bone soup. And now they have bone broth protein that you can actually take, which has some of the protein factors in there. Essential fatty acids are important for building connective tissue. Your favorite supplement, George, hyaluronic acid, is a great supplement for building connective tissue. Here's a really neat one that's so simple. Dr. Wallach came up with this a long time ago. Gelatin, like in our glucogen.
Yeah, pack. Absolutely.
Gelatin has been known for eons for helping people with hair and nails for beautification, but it's also very important for building connective tissue. There's so many things you could do, George. It's almost endless the things you could do to improve your health without having to interact with the medical model.
Let's go to the phones. Let's pick it up by going to Michael in British Columbia and Canada. Welcome to the program. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hello, Pharmacist Ben and George. First of all, congratulations to the St. Louis Blues. We have Victoria connection to the Blues, and also they have one of the nicest uniforms in the NHL next to Detroit.
Yeah, I've got it covered on both sides.
Well, we have another connection to Detroit because 1925, Victoria Cougars won the Stanley Cup. Then they moved to Detroit, became the Falcons and the Red Wings.
That's right.
There we go. Well, my situation here, gentlemen, is that I've got a very good friend, 76-year-old male, and when I first came across his situation, he was dealing with a knee issue, a knee replacement, and then it came on to a situation where he was having some complaints with his legs, so he went in, he came back, and he showed me that he came back with an ointment. Well, I'm looking at his legs, and they're like balloons.
Oh,
so I thought, what the heck, they give me an ointment, your legs are like balloons, this doesn't make sense. He's been going to the clinic here for treatments for I don't know how long. It progressed to a situation where I observed one of his toes was blackened, virtually going to gangrene. He does have a diabetic history. He had been on a keto diet where he lost 60 pounds. We're looking at a situation where we have him on metformin. It turns out he was on 20 of Lasix. When I finally got him in and properly assessed, they upped his Lasix to 40. He's now on warfarin.
Oh, my.
The situation here. Now, what am I looking at also here? When he went in the hospital with the respiratory situation, with the fluid accumulation, he ended up losing, within 3 days, about 30 pounds of fluid. So we're looking at presently, he's had the legs are now wrapped, and he's been seen by the nursing community here and dealing with the raised lap and some of the tissue has sloughed and what have you, so they're being taken care of. But just looking at this form, says Ben, as to, and he's got a PTSD history with the situation here.
How
and
old is he?
Alcohol with the last relationship 20 years ago, terrible situation, sort of been a situation. But he's a friendly drinker, if you know what I mean. So basically, before we get into the minerals and medication, what can we do aside already preparing the bed for proper positioning for sleep in the night and what have you? What can we do prior to getting to the regimen of the medications and supplements? He is on calcium, magnesium.
Oh, he needs a lot of help here. How old is this guy?
76.
Okay. So here's the deal. When somebody's 76 years old and they're that deteriorated, it's going to take a long time to turn this thing around. But you can begin to turn it around immediately. And that's the beautiful thing about the human body is Once you put the good stuff in and keep the bad stuff out, the body will take care of business immediately. But you're not going to be able to rectify the entire situation immediately, of course. But you can begin it immediately. Get them on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine as soon as possible today. It'll change his life because this guy is malnourished. He's starving. This is a beautiful thing about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's a dense, nutrient-dense liquid. It's a powder you put into water, but it turns it into a nutrient-dense liquid that the body will absorb quickly. And one of the great gifts of the human body is the more deficient we are in nutrients, the faster our body will suck them up, like a dry sponge sucks up more water than a wet sponge. You will change this man's life by simply getting on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Now, there's a ton of other things you've got to do, and the drugs are making things worse. The Lasix is a horrible drug, and warfarin is probably worse, as bad as Lasix is. But this is a guy who's been breaking down for decades, probably. So you're not going to turn this thing around immediately, but you can begin to turn it around, and you can change his life with something like the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Now, the Healthy Star Pack is probably also important. That'll give him his essential fats and magnesium and vitamin D. But get him on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's a simple, easy way that you can change his life. If he doesn't want to do that, get him on something like chicken soup or vegetables.
Or do both.
Ideally both.
Absolutely.
Yeah, nutrient density is what you're looking for. And this is one of the biggest problems we have, George, it's with how we eat. We eat nutrient sparse. We eat foods that have lots of calories but don't have nutrition. And so our body ends up starving of nutrients. And the more stress we're under, the more our body burns through nutrients. So the starvation aspect is amplified as we're under duress. And over the course of the years, as the duress kicks in, we become more and more malnourished. So getting this guy on dense, nutrient-dense liquids is key. And that's the Beyond Tangy Tangerine as well as vegetable juices and also soups.
And you'll take your emails through criticalhealthnews.com, won't you?
We'd love emails. Yeah, health@criticalhealthnews.com. Send us emails. I know a lot of people don't like to talk on the phone. They'd rather type, and we love getting emails, and we answer them all, health@criticalhealthnews.com.
Let's go to Tom, text and tweet. What do you have for Ben, Tom?
Hey, Ben, this one from Carrie in South Dakota. Can pharmacist Ben please talk about the pros and cons of doing cardio on a daily basis?
Well, they just had a study, by the way, Ben, that said even light treadmill work during the day, 5-10 minutes,
awesome.
Great for your brain.
Oh, it's awesome for everything. You know, our sedentary lifestyle is another problem with our modern culture. And our sedentary lifestyle, George, begins in kindergarten practically, or first grade. You know, when we're 6 years old or 7 years old, all of a sudden we're not playing. We're sitting on a chair for 6 hours a day or 7 hours a day. So absolutely moving the body, but you want to move the body. Ideally, when it comes to cardio, doing something called high intensity training. Have you heard of this? HIT, HIT.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you go fast, but you go short duration.
It's like interval training.
Interval training,
yeah.
like maybe 10 seconds, a quick burst of running on a treadmill as best as you can for 10 seconds. And then you walk, and then you do it again for 10 seconds, and then you walk, and then you do a third time. That's your workout. It'll take you 5 minutes to do it. Whatever you do for cardio, you want to do it with intensity. Now, some people, what's intense for you is not going to be intense for other people, so everybody's got their own level of intensity. But you want to pick something, a workout that you like that will allow you to get a quick burst of energy or a quick burst of activity so that the body has to push itself, the body has to grow, and then you rest. And that's the way the body likes to operate. The body likes to operate with quick bursts of stress followed by long, luscious rest. You know, we don't like to work 40 hours a week, but we would be bored if we didn't work for a little bit.
40? How about 70?
Or 70, right? But I mean, the average work week is 40 hours, and everybody gripes about it. But you know what? If we only had to work 5 hours a week, we would love to go to work. We couldn't. They would have to pry us out of the office if it was only 5 hours a week. It's the body likes to have a little bit of intense work and then a lot of long, luscious rest. That's the way the body is geared. It's for intensity followed by rest.
Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Again, here's that toll-free number. Write it down. Keep it 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Just think radio, and then you'll be able to write the numbers down in case you forget it. East of the Rockies, John's with us in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Hi, John. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, John.
Good evening, George and Ben.
Hi there.
George, I spoke to you a few months ago. I'm the ex-baseball player that's had several back surgeries.
Yes, I remember you.
Yeah, well, then, like I say, I've had 14 back surgeries.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm taking oxycodone for pain.
Ugh.
Can you recommend anything else that I could take in place of it?
Get them off the oxy.
Well, the oxycodone, you know, that's cursed. That's a horrible
thing. It's an opioid, right?
Yeah, you know, but the thing is, there are times when you need it. You know, there's times when you
need it. Yeah, but can't you get addicted to that?
Of course you can. It's a horrible addiction. You know, it's a terrible thing, drug addiction. If you're trying to wean yourself off the oxycodone without taking care of the pain, it's going to be really difficult. And even if you're just on oxycodone for existential pain, not even physical pain, it's going to be very difficult. So a couple things going on here, John. First of all, after you have surgeries, it's almost 100% guaranteed that you're going to
get them. And let's ask you one quick question. John, how much of the oxy do you take every day?
Well, it all depends on, you know, how I'm feeling, but anywhere from 2.5 every 6 hours to 2 every 6 hours. So,
two tablets?
Yeah, 30 milligrams.
That's a lot of oxycodone. How long have you been doing it?
Oh, gosh. Ever since I've had surgeries, you know, like, say, 14 back surgeries.
Okay.
Did you play Major League Baseball?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You did. Wow. Yep.
All right.
And you can't stop cold turkey. Take it away.
No, you can't stop. You definitely don't want to stop cold turkey. So a couple things going on. After you have surgery, you get these things called adhesions. So it's very important for people who, after they have surgery, especially 14, John, that you get body work. Something like Rolfing, R-O-L-F-I-N-G, or even just chiropractic manipulation, something to break that scar tissue up. Because the scar tissue and the fiber, the adhesions and the fibers that form after surgery are a major source of pain. And after 14 surgeries, if you've never had body work, I can only imagine what that must feel like for you. You just think of everything contracting and shriveling up inside. It's an agonizing pain. So you've got to get some body work done. If you don't want to go get body work, and I highly recommend that you do, figure out a way to practice some stretches, yoga stretches, and do it every day. That alone will improve circulation to the connective tissue and improve the weight.
Will glucogel help that, supplement?
And there's absolutely glucogel caps, the first thing I would think of. And then also with the glucogel caps, Beyond Tangy Tangerine. When you take your glucogel caps, it's important that you take it with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine because the vitamin C and the glucosamine work together. So take the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the glucogel caps. I would also throw in the Osteomag for sure. And then all the things we talked about, the chicken soup and the hyaluronic acid and the gelatin capsules, those will help you as well. Now, as far as oxycodone goes, for folks who are trying to wean themselves off of oxycodone, what happens is when you take yourself off of oxycodone, you activate the body's emergency nervous system. Remember, you have two. We've talked about this, I think, in the past. Where you have two nervous systems. You have an emergency nervous system, which makes your blood pressure go up and causes anxiety and digestive problems and diarrhea and sleep issues and shakes and fever when it gets really bad. And a lot of the signs of withdrawal are the signs of the manifestation of this emergency nervous system, the so-called sympathetic nervous system. So when you're trying to wean yourself off of oxycodone or any other Valium, benzodiazepines, antidepressants, you have to be very kind and loving to your body. Now, we all have to be kind and loving to our body. That's one of the biggest causes of all our health issues is we're not kind and loving to our body. We feed it the wrong food. We don't give it nutrition. We put it under stress and duress without giving it enough rest. So we all have to do this, but especially when you're weaning yourself off of oxycodone, one of the easiest ways to manifest or to show love to the body is to take warm showers. Warm showers activate the relaxation nervous system. This is why we all love warm showers. You ever notice how people are like banging on the bathroom door and you're in the shower and you don't want to get out?
Well, it's better than a cold shower, that's for sure.
A cold shower activates the other the emergency nervous system. But a warm shower activates or even a warm bath activates the relaxation nervous
system. Let's let you finish up with him when we come back, and then we'll have a final hour to go of phone calls. Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website, or the toll-free number for you, 1-855-949-7234.